Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, so you got there really early for dinner then.
Perhaps they ran late.
Well, it was the beginning of... it's very secretive.
No, I mean, I don't know what you're trying to get to the end point. I mean,
all right,
what
are you trying to figure out?
Don't worry about it. You don't want to be here.
All right. Real quick.
Are the questions when you...
That's what you wanted?
No, you just won't answer any questions. It's boring. I mean, you're being defensive and looking at me weird.
It's a stupid question.
But real quick.
All right, then I don't want to ask you.
Stupid question.
Okay, it's a stupid question.
What were you doing, having dinner with somebody?
No, we didn't know you were having dinner.
I just told you, and he didn't like the answer.
Oh, Jesus, Jim, just go. Do whatever you have to do. Bye. Here's the headlines.
Good luck to you.
I think Jim Gray should probably stop doing interviews where he's getting interviewed. You know, he's Mr. Interview in terms of conducting them. I don't think he enjoys being interviewed.
You're tied to Tom Brady. You're tied to LeBron James. When stuff hits in the sports world involving them two, whether controversial or not, you're going to be bombarded with the questions. Why wouldn't he expect it? Like, why wouldn't he expect that type of question?
Well, Fox News has had just the finest reporting on this entire coronavirus crisis. They had Jim Gray on to talk about it as it related to the NBA and to sports. Let's hear it. Let's hear the questioning and line of questioning that upset Jim Gray on Fox News.
And Jim, talk about the controversy on over how quickly and readily available the coronavirus tests were made for the NBA players. Well, what's your reporting on that, and why was that a necessary move?
Why would that be a controversy? If anybody's making that into a controversy, they better look at themselves. So there was an NBA player who tested positive. He got the test, spread it to a teammate. He was tested, obviously. Mm-hmm. So that now shuts down the NBA, and rightfully so, so that all of those fans, all of those ball boys, all of those opponents and players and possibly his teammates don't continue to spread this virus. So if anybody's making a controversy out of that, then they better look at themselves, because something's really wrong with them.
No, absolutely. I mean, as soon as I heard that, I did hear some comments. How is it that was made available to them, and not so many people out there don't have access? But these guys.
Well, but that's a whole different issue. They shouldn't have access to a test and they're testing positive. I mean, it's not even worth continuing down this commentary, really, Arthel.
Yeah, all right.
It's dumb.
Man, he is prickly.
Is Jim Gray really stupid?
He can't
is
be
that
the dense.
Problem?
He didn't understand the question. I think that's what it is.
He didn't understand the question.
He must not have understood what the hell he was being asked.
Like, they're asking, why do NBA players have the ability to test 58 people that day, but most people that have chronic issues can't get these tests?
And by the way, those 58 players should have tests available to them. Like, we shouldn't be upset with anyone because they got tested. And say, oh, they weren't worthy of being tested. No. Whoever someone thinks needs to be tested, they should have testing available.
That's the point. Why were they so readily available for those guys? Are they hoarding tests? That's what people are asking. Are they hoarding tests for the truly important people in society? That's what the question is. You know what he is? To borrow from Zoe's favorite movie, he's obtuse. Whether it's the Toucher and Rich stuff and they're asking him about, you know, how is it that you are friends with Tom Brady and Oprah, Jim? Because you're Jim and they're Tom Brady and Oprah. Or, hey, Jim, isn't it a little weird that they had that I don't see what the big... It just bounces right off of him. He's obtuse. And I don't know if it's by design or if he has maybe just been attacked so much now.
He hears
that
it.
He's so sensitive to everything.
That's what it is.
But how could... You want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he didn't understand it, but this is two instances now that we have audio evidence of him just not...
He said
you're not focusing in and understanding what's happening here. So the kind way of saying it is he's on the defensive because he's attacked so much, but The other way is saying he's just dumb. This is just a big idiot.
It's dumb.
Your answer is
not dumb.
All she wants to know is why. Okay, just do some. If you're the sports reporter and you're an investigator, shouldn't you have asked the league or all leagues? You guys already have all these tests, right? To test how many players, if they come in contact with this virus. And each team would probably say, we have 60 tests or we have 80 tests.
How would the team have the tests?
I don't know. But why were the great question is, why did they get all these people tested that came in contact?
Right. The question is not with the players.
Like, one day.
Should we be upset with the players? They got tested?
No. Wouldn't you assume that professional athletes would probably have access?
I think the questioning was when they were limited.
To these tests more so than other people.
Yeah, is that right?
I mean, heads of, if you're the head of.
Is it right? Yes or no?
Yes, it's right. I mean, you've got the head of orthopedic. You've got.
I would disagree with you, as most people.
Hockey guys got the number one eye surgeons traveling with them. Like, you've got all these guys with these medical backgrounds that are chief of staff in what they do. That are assigned, like Dr. Andrews flies around.
But those aren't public health issues.
That's not the state board of health.
But if this could spread, they're playing in front of 60,000 people.
I mean, what?
Okay, then maybe they shouldn't. And just let it go.
What about the 60,000 people that are sitting closer to each other than everybody else? I mean, that's not... The issue right. is, in a public health issue like this, is everybody is the public. Everybody is putting everyone else at the same risk by doing these things. Everybody should have access to whatever meager remedies we have available to us. And in this case, these NBA players got tests when other people were told, other people who were at the Biogen conference,
right.
who had direct contact with somebody who did test positive, were told you couldn't be tested.
You've had healthcare workers on the front line of this who have been unable to be tested.
They don't even have masks, barely.
And so...
Not only can they get a test, they can't.
When people in that situation had struggled in recent weeks to get tested, and then all of a sudden 58 NBA people are tested right away.
Right. But the only good thing.
It raised a number of questions. How did they have tests so readily available for them? And was the state picking and choosing just based on
right.
who you knew?
But the only good thing that came out of that is that two people tested positive. Rudy Gobert and Mitchell.
So far.
But, like, everybody else
Someone
was
on
negative.
The Pistons as well.
Who's that? Damn it.
But he wasn't tested as part of the 58.
Okay.
Leave that off to the side. Nothing
no,
to
but I'm
this.
Saying from that group, I mean, if you're looking at the spikes and that, like, that's a good thing. Like, if you've had all this contact, and he was being reckless, right? That's what guys were pissed at. He was coming in, touching our stuff, like he was doing with the mics. You know, I'm gonna be a goofball about it. I'm joking. I'm not afraid of it. Really? Thank God only two people got it out of the people.
I'm just saying that it's obvious why there was a controversy. While there were doctors and nurses at Mass General, granted different state, but it's just an example.
Yeah.
That are calling into the state trying to make the case for why they needed to test certain patients that had come through their doors. I'm sure the same thing was playing out in Oklahoma City, where they had patients coming through their doors. They're trying to make the case. This person needs to be tested. They're sick. They have symptoms. We got to get them tested. And there were patients that were turned away because they were rationing tests, yet then 58 of them showed up right away to the arena to test all those guys. That was the controversy. How could Jim Gray not understand that?
Boggles
like,
my mind.
Look at yourself. No.
You're a sports reporter. You're going on your news network. What do you think they're going to ask you? Everybody's talking coronavirus.
And he's
you're
right. The separate issue is...
They could ask you about Tom Brady.
The separate issue is this shouldn't be an issue at all. There shouldn't have to be rationing of tests. There shouldn't have to be all these loopholes, you know, all these hoops you're going to jump through to get a patient tested. They should have tests for everyone who walks in at the ER. They should have tests for all 58 NBA people. He's right. That part is a different issue. But why would be a controversy? Come on, dude. How do you not understand
that? Because he's so out of the loop. Or maybe Jim Gray is part of this Illuminati. Maybe we were wrong about him. Maybe he is in there with Oprah and Tom Brady, and he's one of them. He's like, what are you talking about? What do you shouldn't have a test? Everybody's got a test. I got three of them in my glove box right now. They stopped by my house and handed it to me. Doesn't everybody get treated like this?
Yeah, I was tested
maybe
twice
maybe
today.
he is part of it. Or he's just so out of touch and so obtuse about everything, including the coronavirus, that he doesn't understand what people... When I say people, I don't mean like a real lunch pail. I mean literally everybody had the same question after that guy tested positive in the NBA, after Rudy Gobert. How did he get tested? when everyone else can't seem to get a test? How? And he, to him, that just, what are you talking about? When to look at yourself. What? Have you not been paying attention at all?
I've been quarantining with Oprah Stedman. 617-779-0985. Back to the NFL. Legal tampering is underway. We'll talk about it next.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tampering happens at the combine. Tampering happens all throughout free agency. Don't want no, 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 don't. Hey, Juicy J.
Let's rage.
Tom, is this your playlist for the month? You start going to those songs, dip into those? No?
Legal tampering began 22 minutes ago.
Whew.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I myself must not be in tune with the cosmos because I did not feel a change. I felt nothing.
Ian Rappaport had this right at noon. The tampering window is open and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's agent can hear from teams. My understanding, the Chargers and Bucks will inquire, and of course New England wants him back.
I got a dark horse people keep ignoring.
That is Brady's market as of right now. That was the tweet for me in Rappaport. Chargers, Bucks, Patriots, the market. That's what he's got right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I've mentioned this dark horse for a week now. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, go for it. You got a dark horse.
I think Miami's in play. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons, okay?
How long have you had this thought?
I said it like 7 days ago.
Okay.
They're starting to make a push. Heard some rumblings. He spent some time down there prior to his trip.
I'm sorry. The itinerary went what? Boston to where?
What do you mean itinerary?
Where'd he go?
Miami.
He traveled from here to there?
Yeah, I think so.
That was his stop?
Yeah, I think he played some golf down there. The owner, Stephen Ross, owns two things. One's called Equinox, the other is called SoulCycle. I would think that the Miami Dolphins would embrace the TB12 lifestyle. If you're going to, okay, here's what Brady does, and I watch Shark Tank a lot. Brady's one of those contestants on Shark Tank where he walks in and you got the four owners sitting there or the four clients that could potentially invest their money with your product, right? You got to sell it to them because, hey, I'm this guy that I have this idea, this business model that I want to take global or I want to explode, right? We're going to go big box stores, all that stuff. We're going to go with Mr. Wonderful. Or we're going to go with Mark Cuban. It doesn't matter. Or Lawyer Grenier, all that stuff. So if you're the Dolphins, okay, if you're going to court Tom Brady, whether it's the Chargers, the Raiders, Tampa Bay, who we've touched on, the Miami Dolphins, I'm a Michigan man. I own this team. I've stated, why would you ever want to come here? We've quietly lied in the weeds here. We got your old defensive coordinator here. He's a hell of a new young head coach. We're heading in the right direction. We got a lot of picks. We got a lot of money to spend. We'll get you weapons. Not only that, what are you going to do in 2 years? You've talked about your wife, right? And your family and lifestyle and how important it is filling that bucket up and making sure that they're happy. She was just on video answering questions. She hopes that whoever her husband signs with it be somewhere that's really nice. You ever been to South Beach, Tom? She's a former model, world model, like best in the world. She could do some things down here. She could unretire, right, Hardy? Like be, you know, start working again. I own Equinox, that health club. I own SoulCycle, who she loves and works out at up there in Brookline. We'll put your products in our stores. To the point of the Shark Tank, I'll big box your ass. Okay, I'll put you. You don't have to open TB12 specific locations, even though I'll let you build one next to the facility here. We'll embrace it. We'll send guys there to help, you know, further the rehab. You could put one in South Beach. You could put one up in Jupiter and West Palm where the money is. Lauderdale. Lifestyle down here. Everybody's out. You're walking. You're on the beach at 5:30 in the morning. They're going to love your stuff. More importantly, I'll put it in my stores. I'll put your snacks, your expando bands, your nuts, your medicine balls, whatever you want. Your vibrators on the side.
That's like the Lori, you mentioned Lori Grenier. That's always her pitch, right? Like, yeah, I'll get you in the JCPenney and the Bed Bath & Beyond. We'll get you in all those big stores. You're saying that Stephen Ross...
If you're paying the money to go to my gyms, my high-end gyms, and I'm talking high-end, we're not... We're not $10 a month, pal. I got Equinox. You get the best of the best in there. They will buy your product.
Stephen Ross...
will eat it up.
Owns Equinox, which also owns SoulCycle.
So this is what I'm thinking. For Brady, like, you look at it, there's got to be another angle to all this other stuff other than football, right? Because he's way on the back.
Well, as you said, there's also the Michigan connection. Those two guys know each other already. They do. We've known that.
Great facility.
Brady and Ross know each other.
Yeah.
And it could be the, come play here. We're going to pay you well. We're going to give you a big contract.
I'll give you a slice of ownership and then on after this.
Well, no, you can't do that, though. You cannot do that.
But if not, build it in. I'm saying down the road. If you want to get into this thing like John Elway.
You really can't do that with a wink and a nod either.
Talk to Dan Marino.
Because it's so obvious once it happens.
Talk to Danny. I've kept him around. He's a high-end guy. You know?
Right, but it's about more than that. He doesn't want to be Dan Marino. He doesn't want to be John Lynch. He doesn't want to be any of those guys.
We've been looking for the next Dan Marino. We can't find him, but we got the next Tom Brady.
You have to expand your clinics and put them in a million different cities across the world. Here's an idea. How about you just sell your product? You sell all those, you know... Whatever those,
that's what's important to Tom, right?
Those fruit and nut bags you sell.
Look,
and your protein bars and your shakes.
Jim Love
and all
would
your
buy
stuff.
Them.
Guess what? We're going to put them in every Equinox Club. We're going to put them in every SoulCycle. I think they even own like hotels and spas.
Yes.
We'll put them in all our hotels, all our spas.
We'll put them in the Ritz.
Sell your crap everywhere. Right. We will embrace
I'll put them in
TB
golf
12.
Courses. I own golf courses.
Dolphins players will embrace TB12.
We will force TB12 upon them.
Open one of your clinics here in Miami. We'll have all the players going there. We will embrace it the way maybe Bill Belichick didn't.
And even if you got, you know, the sweetheart deal maybe for your space there at Patriot Place and you got something downtown, doesn't it kind of feel like TB12 is plateaued in New England? Like, how much bigger can TB12 get around here? It's already here.
Like, there's two chances for it to explode. I think it's here, and I think Vegas. People look at Vegas because there's a lot of money coming in from different destinations. Vegas, when you live there, Artie, you've lived there.
Yeah.
It's not an old clientele.
No, like it's but it's also not the
it's young and upcoming. And,
yeah, it's not the exactly a health mecca either.
It's not a high-end crowd there.
But we're going to fix you there. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, L.A.'s L.A. Like, that West Coast stuff.
It just feels like these individual clinics don't have the huge kind of potential that selling stuff in every single soul cycle.
You tell me you're going to go into high-end healthcare, fitness, and nutrition, Las Vegas. No.
So let's say it happens and he goes there.
No.
That would explain why he went there.
That would explain that more so than Tampa.
I still don't respect it.
But...
Are you going to Miami now? They suck, too.
You want to play against these guys twice here?
Fine, but that doesn't mean they're going to be good.
I'd respect that more than going to Tampa. You fade out.
Like, I think they're going to be good down the road. They've got the draft capital to be good.
You put him in Miami, I'm dying to watch every game.
See, I was
two or three years from now, they might be a really good team with a good roster. They are not that right now.
You could be that guy that sends us into that next stratosphere. Marino almost got us there. We had Dan Marino and
are the
Tom
Patriots
Marino
a really good team with a good roster?
No, they're not. I wouldn't say they don't have a really good roster.
No,
they have a good roster.
And they're a good team with an aging roster.
And as much as I want to be dismissive of the TB12 impact
the Dolphins,
on his decision making, if he's caught and he's stuck and you've got something like, you know, we're laying out here with what he could be offered Miami or other places, that could tip the scales just enough. I don't know how important it is to him. We all assume that TB12 is very important to him, but do we really know? What's most important?
He was on horseback with a machete telling her to make sure you get the TB12. My TB12 master. My master TB12 man on a horsey. Look at you with a hat. Hey, make sure you get the hat in. Get the TB12 hat in. I brought the trucker hat all the way to Costa Rica on a horse with a machete. TB12 in it. TB12. 2 years. We're two years away from total TB12-ish. They could give that to him.
And whether
that's important to him. Do not underestimate that.
And whether he should be putting all his eggs in that basket or whether it's going to explode like it, who knows? You know, that's opinion. But if he feels that strongly about it and it's going to weigh heavily as much as the team that he can win with and the team that he's going to finish with, other cities have more to offer in terms of TB12, I think, than Boston does right now.
You bring up a great point. He maxed it out here. Like, he put one at Patriot Place. He put one downtown right on Boylston Street. You can't get any bigger than that. You put one in Brookline.
What do the moves today mean about Brady's future? The Patriots making a move. That is, Joe Tooney is back for now on the franchise tag. What's the potential there to impact Brady's decision-making? That and also the signings over the weekend, Matthew Slater, Devin McCourty. What does it all mean? We'll be talking about it after these headlines. Here's Hardy.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
A potential franchise-altering day here with the Patriots. A potential franchise-altering day. Repeating that for effect. To think that at noontime, Tom Brady's agents can now speak with other teams to see what type of market is out there for him elevates the possibility that he could be playing elsewhere in 2020. Now, from a Patriots perspective, with Bill Belichick leading this negotiation, this is actually information that he would like to know. He wants to know, who is he competing against and at what level? We know Tennessee is out. We expect Tampa Bay to be in, based on what Bruce Arians has said in the past. They want to see what's behind door number two in Tampa. And he said if Tom Brady is calling, that's the type of quarterback you would pick up the phone for. But who else? And for the Patriots, you look at it, when you're a free agent, you want to get the best deal from Bill Belichick in the history of his time here as coach. You go out to market, you see what's out there, and you bring it back to him. What we don't know, Laura, is that the case here with Tom Brady, or is both sides thinking maybe a fresh start would be best?
Mike Reese talking about today. Honestly, I think that's a little overplayed. Franchise-altering day, noontime
today. That's a big one for Reese. It changes his game day.
Do you think that Brady's people weren't talking to those teams already?
Sure they were.
Come on.
I mean, according to Darlington, you're talking all eight, right?
They just don't have to hide it anymore.
See, Reese on game day now, he could show up an hour and a half before the game.
So I'm telling you,
picture of Brady.
Here's what we're waiting for. Like, we knew noontime today was going to happen. Now the reports will change. So when the Darlingtons of the world start doing the bidding for Brady,
any numbers, boys?
They'll start throwing numbers out there.
Oh, yeah.
They'll start throwing out details about, well, the Bucks and Brady are engaged in discussions with the framework of a deal that could pay him X, Y, and Z. This is where things ramp up in the reporting.
Right. 40 minutes in, where's the numbers?
You think Brady's going to do a deal this week? Today's Monday.
Maybe.
I think it's possible. I don't think it's likely. Once you get past Wednesday, what's the rush?
Right.
You think Tampa Bay is going to alter everything they do based on whether or not they get Brady?
Well, they know, like, Saints know Breeze is back, right?
Like, I get it. They have to then think, if they don't get Brady, what's plan B? Is it Jameis Winston? Yeah. They don't want him. They don't want to lose out on him to go elsewhere.
Like, Rivers?
If you're committed to going all in on Brady,
go get him.
You're committed to going all in, no matter how long it's going to take.
We're going to see which of these eight teams got the balls to say they're in, right? It was an 18 market like 10 days ago.
And if it takes a week, it takes a week.
That's why I look at a team like Miami to sit there, realistically look at it. Like, what pitch can we make them other than football? Because that's what it's going to take. You know, to get him to come here, especially here. Like, I always thought, well, you wouldn't come here. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at it. Is it really Tampa and New England? And that's it? Because, Jesus, pick up the phone. Let's give the guy a call. We could pitch this to him. Or maybe it's already been pitched. Maybe it's already been pitched. That'd be something, huh? Jesus. Him in a Miami uniform. Why don't you do that Photoshop, NBC Sports? Photoshop that sucker.
I think they have one of those.
Do they?
Yeah, I think Josh has one of those already.
Yeah, don't do it like the Charger one. Charger ones are worst. Now the Tampa one's pretty bad, too. Tampa and Chargers are bad.
All right, so what does it mean that Joe Tooney is back today on a franchise tag, $14.7 million? Which, by the way, a lot of people have suggested, could they trade him? Like, they tagged him, could they now trade him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd love to know Scar's involvement here, too. Like, he was with them at the Combine. He's been helping them scout players. He's done that before. But, like, that's what sucked him out of retirement, is to come back and coach. Like, you want to shop for the dinner. You know, you want to cook it a little bit, too. And that's why Scar came back. I'm not saying Scar's coming back, but I wonder if he helps them on a, you know, maybe once a week or twice a week basis. You live 10 minutes from the stadium, drive in, drive out, help them 4 hours a day.
They also,
just that transition period, you know?
Okay, they also paid Devin McCourty over the weekend.
I think the fact Tooney and Devin are back, more so than, you know, Jason McCourty. And that's good Jason's back. Gives you some depth there.
No, but it's another veteran that I don't think is cheap, right? Like, what's his number?
Four and change. 4.7, I think.
Yeah, I guess it's not really a big number anymore, but still. So for the number on Jason McCourty, Devin McCourty gets a big deal. They're bringing back Tooney for now. You're right. That could be a trade. But with all this spending, Matthew Slater, team-friendly deal, they get him back. Just the activity of bringing back veteran players, Tooney obviously younger than these other guys we've mentioned, does that signal they're bringing back the team? They want to put it back together. I think it does. On face value, they're bringing back these guys because it's the group they like, and it's the group they think is capable of winning.
And I don't think you look at this team and say, we're going to keep it as is, but we're going to plug Stidham in and
but
he'll get there.
Yeah, how does that relate to Tom Brady?
In that they're keeping it together, and they expect Brady to be back.
And to the devil's advocate side of that, Beetle, is we need as much leadership as we can around here because the ultimate leader's gone.
That would certainly be the case with McCourty and Slater, and maybe to a lesser degree, Joe Tooney.
I think you're in trouble turning over the keys to this kid in year two, looking at if we're going to remain as constituted when the big guy knew week one, we're not good enough. And the head coach knew I'm not good enough to where I got to go get this outside talent and bring him in, this crazy guy. You're just going to plug Stidham in with that and say, go elevate everybody else. That's a big risk, man. You know, Brady can get you to 11 or 12 wins. He'll find a way to labor to get you there. Might not look great. He might be miserable, but he'll get you there.
Right. And the other part is, as they spend all their cap space, not that I'm too concerned about that, because there's plenty of ways you can eliminate cap money scrap on your books and maneuvers or letting players go, whatever it might be. You could say, yeah, you know why the Patriots are not worried about their cap space? Their quarterback for next year is already on the books. It's Jarrett Stidham. He's already built into the number. They're not adding anything other than
but if that's the case, why don't you
backup at $5 million?
Why don't you make more of a run at Austin Hooper, who's by all accounts off the board now?
Austin Hooper, according to reports, going to Cleveland.
Who's that other
close
stud
to signing? Njoku. David Njoku is there.
Jesus.
Remember the guy? Remember Njoku in Hard Knocks? Yep. They put him in front of the jugs machine, right, to catch those balls like 4,000 times?
Because he be on the block?
He absolutely could be. But if he wasn't good enough for Cleveland and had a problem with drops.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, if you're going to go with Stidham, forget about wide receivers for the moment. How about a tight end? Somebody who can get in there and do some blocking and do a lot of different versatile things for a young quarterback.
Is Eric Ebron a blocker?
Who's your tight ends? Where are your tight ends right now with the Patriots? And it,
well, Hardy, it's tampering just began. Free agency just got underway. Oh. Relax.
I need numbers.
Calm down.
But hey, remember numbers a year ago when they came in? It was fast and furious right out of the block.
The Patriots, by the way, according to a report, will likely make a run at Eric Ebron.
Mm. I don't think he's known as a good blocker.
What's your reaction to that?
Pass catcher. Mm. I like Ebron. I think that's an upgrade over what you have, Jesus.
They have Jesus at tight end.
No, Jesus would catch everything because he could walk on water.
Tough playing with those sandals,
seriously,
though.
Man. Think about halftime. All the wine, bread, and fish you want, man.
When Jesus runs around, does he just walk it?
Post game. Hell, you know, he plays like in a robe. Just, the hell does he care? I mean, I'd get him and I'd get John the Baptist. You know, I'll knock you until your head falls off.
617-779-0985. The latest from Adam Schefter and Mike Giardi.
Yeah, what do you guys got?
Future of Brady and your thoughts on the future of Brady Next.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom Brady does not have anything close to a deal in New England yet. Now, I know people think, well, he's going back to New England. What makes them think that? Why would they think that now when this has been going on since he put the motion into place where basically he voided the contract? There haven't been any substantial contract negotiations. There hasn't been anything that resembles a deal. Why do people think now that all of a sudden, at the 24th hour, something's going to get done that hasn't gotten done in previous weeks and months? I don't understand that.
The other thing I was told from a couple different sources who know Brady well is that they feel like New England isn't his first option. I repeat, is not his first option, that he really wants to find a new home and sort of finish his career somewhere else, try something new. Obviously, the relationship here has been at times strained and difficult, very productive, 9 trips to the Super Bowl, 6 Super Bowl titles. However, the feeling is that maybe that relationship has run its course.
Paul Schefter of ESPN, Mike Giardi, NFL Network, really down on the Patriots as an option for Tom Brady. Giardi saying that Patriots not the first consideration in all of this.
That sounds like a Brady report.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Like, both of them do.
Oh, well, he said, I'm getting this from the Brady camp. That, yeah.
617-779-0985. By the way, to answer your question from last segment, T-Bone, Kevin Stefanski, the new head coach in Cleveland, is big on two tight end sets.
That's fun.
So
zero set it all day.
It doesn't feel like David Njoku would be going anywhere. They're going to use both him and Austin Hooper, who will apparently become the highest paid tight end in football when his deal is announced with Cleveland. So Falcons free agent tight end Austin Hooper now goes from Atlanta to Cleveland. He's off the board. That eliminates an option for the Patriots. And, of course, the other option that we had talked about in recent weeks was Hunter Henry. He was tagged and franchised by the Chargers. So that's now not an option. And those are the two guys that, you know, are all-around tight ends. As you mentioned last segment, Eric Ebron not known for blocking.
No.
Not a blocking tight end.
No, but a good tight end. Get downfield net. Jimmy Graham's available.
Right. You put him in the Jimmy Graham category.
I'd rather have Jimmy Graham than Eric Ebron. But the Jimmy's going to come in at what, around $7 million? And then you're spending money, man.
617-779-0985. And oh, by the way, they're running out of cap space the way the Patriots spend money. What does it all mean? Brian in the car. Brian, thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, guys? Great show. And I wish you and everybody listening health, and we will get through this. When I heard the breaking news that they're going to franchise Tooney, I immediately thought completely opposite of what you guys thought. I said, okay, he knows Brady's not coming back, and he's going to save about $10 million a year on that position, and I'm going to spend it here. I have a young quarterback. I want to have my offensive line intact. I want to be able to run the ball to protect him a little bit, and I think that's what you're seeing here, guys. I don't think Brady's coming back, and I agree with you, Zoe. I've been saying for a while, Miami's in play. He's going to bring AB there, and I think they're going to trade for
Bingo. Edelman. That's another angle that I also mentioned last week. AB was in play there because he lives in Hollywood. Maybe he's working with a personal close friend of Tom's.
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins to help get him up and running, both off the field and on, more importantly off the field, because that's where the issues are.
What do you think that session looks like, Hardy?
Do you think he wears that
Tony
little...
Robbins and Antonio Brown together?
I know what it, I know exactly what it is. So Tony walks in, and he's got that wireless mic on, right, that he puts on.
He wears the mic in a room with the guys?
He says, let's start clapping. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's feeling good. Get up. Let's go. Everybody up. Happy. Happy. Yeah. Personal life coach.
Your ego and anger have held you back for 6 months. Ego and anger held me back for 6 months.
I want you to stare at my unusual, rather large jawline and look at my massively large teeth. Yeah. I'm just telling you, man, something weird, like a Miami team could be an outlier in all this. Everybody thinks it's Tampa. Tampa's front. I don't think Tampa's a front runner. I don't.
Responsibility is the ability to respond.
Jim Gray's going
to
break
it. It's my time to take responsibility. Dude,
Jim.
That is the tweet from Antonio Brown. That is a life lesson from life coach Tony Robbins.
Is Jim Gray going to anchor the 199 Productions broadcast of the decision?
For who, Antonio Brown or for Brady?
It doesn't matter. Like the whole thing and how it came together. Gonna have a narrated essay by Jim Gray here.
Tom. Joe in Connecticut. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hi, Joe.
I'm working from home today, so I got more time to call you guys.
A lot of people are.
Right? Seriously. So just a quick take. I couldn't help but notice as the days turn into weeks and then the weeks turn into months, you know, we're down 3 months now into this whole Brady Watch thing. It feels more and more like, you know, with the Hulu ad and the 199 production, I can't help but notice his businessman is coming out more than his player. And it just feels like he's using this time as a, hell yeah, I'll make this thing last as long as I can. I got the world in my palm. Why wouldn't I try to, you know, get a Hulu ad out there and whatnot, you know, promote the TB12? It just feels like it's more of a business maneuver, and he knows where he's going to go this whole entire time. Okay. Like it's a game almost. Yep.
And I do agree with that to an extent, because what did Brady say the last time we heard from Brady, right? He was going to get away on a little vacation with the family, right?
What do I have over here? TB12 master?
Make sure you're a TB12
TB12, TB12 man over here and a horsey?
Yep. On vacation, Hardy, when you fill that bucket up, product push. One more time, Tom.
Vivi, espera aí, meu amor.
Now give me the first one,
What
Tom.
Do I have over here? TB12 master?
Make sure you're a TB12
TB12 man over here and a horsey?
Oh, boy.
Does she walk in the bedroom and say, look at this. What do I have?
TB12 man on a horsey.
Look at my big TB12 man.
Vivi Lecky.
Let him go.
Lecky lot.
You know what? He's already gone.
Oh, yeah. You think?
He's out there,
look,
baby.
Look at his head's bobbling on a horse. I don't even think he's like, oh. Uh-huh. Look at you there on your horsey. Oh, I love a horsey. A man on a horsey with no saddle.
When's the last time you rode a horse, Zoe?
I rode a camel in Israel.
That's not a horse.
It's close.
All right, it's impressive, but when's the last time you rode a horse?
I rode it once when we were looking to buy a horse many, many, many years ago. And
kicking the tires on a horse?
Honest to God. So my wife...
Kicking the hooves?
All right, here we go. Real quick story. She used to ride, meaning she would ride competitively. So we would
Mrs.
go...
Mrs. Zolak.
Mrs. Zolak. So what, she prior to kids.
Equestrian?
Yeah. And she would be into all that with the jodhpurs and the boots and the hat and sitting and, you know, sitting, you know.
Sure,
she,
keep it.
TB12 man over here and a horsey.
She keep any of the outfits?
So we looked at this horse in Norfolk, and they had this arena where you could go watch horses. So they put me on this horse, bareback.
Bareback?
Never taught me how to ride a horse. And I never knew that when you squeezed around with your legs and you're hanging on, and that makes the horse go faster. And this freaking horse went round and round, and all I could see is this beam coming at me around the arena. And I'm hugging around the neck, and I'm screaming to help stop. They couldn't stop the freaking horse.
Hold on. No saddle?
They put me on a skittish horse.
No saddle?
No saddle.
An unbroken horse?
Unbroken Zoe. I never knew how to ride a horse. You know what I wanted? A Western. I want that big strap and Western saddle where I get up on it, and I got that handle there. And there's a picture of me on the camel where I want to hold that thing, and just I don't want to fall. I fear from heights. I fear from falling, and I swear to God, I've never been more scared in all my life.
How long ago was this?
This is before kids. Well, we may have had Hadley. Hadley may have been like two or three.
Bareback.
Hadley rode a lot, so we would go to Woonsocket. We actually went to Tiverton, Rhode Island, too. She fell off a horse one time, and her hand got caught in the stirrups.
That is funny. See the kid get trampled by a horse.
Make it stop.
Did the wife keep any of her equestrian gear? The hat, the boots, the whip?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Break that out every once
in
a while?
Mini jacket.
Does it ever come out?
Nope.
You thinking about it now?
Football pants do every once in a while. Yep. Who's the cop? Who's the... Well, maid service is here. All right.
What do I have over here?
Oh, this is... Give me it again. Give me the whole thing again, Tom, right there from the beginning.
What do I have over here? TB12 master?
Make sure you're a TB12
TB12 man over here and a horsey? Vivi, espera aí, meu amor!
Isolated.
Vivi Lecky!
Isolated.
So much...
10 to 12 days... And you have nobody but to help with it. Yeah.
Well, then, the fourth and final hour here on the way.
Fill that bucket up, baby.
So you're saying that you had the kids after you went bareback?
Yeah. Never know how many kids would have.
You already made the joke. You could have left it alone. Why didn't you leave it alone?
It's one of the worst days of my life.
You could have left it alone, and you didn't. And that's not like you. Usually you don't push it so far. Usually you don't make it obvious.
You're right. We're going to kill each
usually
other.
Usually you don't do what Zoe does. But April, you just did.
April 6th might be our target.
And for that, I'm disappointed in you, Hardy.
What's the matter with you?
I only made the connection now.
Jesus, look at that camel on TV. Look how scared that camel looks.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.